This song is about Fox Mulder.
Oh, okay. I guess it's about...
You Fox. Are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to filtering pop culture through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell, I think.
Yeah, you are. So, we have a Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. You can do that.
Yeah.
And, we will give you things if you help support the podcast and the webcomic. It's up to you, really. As little or as much as you want. Also, as for the podcast, please subscribe if you're listening through the website or some other means. Also, perhaps write a review.
Click on that heart, also.
Click on the heart, click on the stars, you know.
The heart, I found out, actually gives us health when we're going to go fight bosses and stuff.
That makes a lot of sense.
So, it helps us.
So if you don't want us to die, please do that.
All right.
It would be much obliged. So, other than that, take it away, Antonio.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
It was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat...
Oh, look! Rocks!
Game over! You lose! Good day, sir!
No! No!
Mark Ruffalo is officially signed on for Thor Ragnarok.
Okay. The guy who plays the Hulk.
Yeah, so the Hulk will be in Thor Ragnarok. And
not, like, does he mean, like, Bruce
the Hulk, Banner?
The
Hulk.
The actual Hulk.
It's being billed now, by my Mark Ruffalo confirmed this. It's going to be now a buddy film.
A buddy, like a buddy cop movie?
I don't know.
Driving through space and shit.
Thor Ragnarok seems like it'd be a more personal story for Thor.
It is Ragnarok.
But now they're throwing in Hulk, so I'm starting to feel that all future Marvel movies will now have another hero in them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's good or bad has yet to be seen, but...
Well, I think Civil War will be the first...
Well, that's
clearly, that's Avengers.
That's clearly Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
There's no other way around that. It has a lot of heroes in it. But for Thor Ragnarok, which, you know, you would think would be a story that's based on what Ragnarok is, would be a more personal story for him. But the Hulk's involved somehow, so it could be good. We'll see. But the cracks are starting to show.
Oh no.
Well, we've covered this before though.
Yes.
And then also right now, crazily enough, it was said that the new Batman solo film, which will be coming out after Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Suicide Squad, it's not even in development yet, but once it comes out, apparently it's based off of Death in the Family and Under the Hood, so we're going to get some Jason Todd action,
so it's like the Under the Hood movie then.
Yeah.
Because that was also based on
Death
in the Family.
So, yeah, that's
cool, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Red Hood. I feel like there's this weird new obsession for him.
I've, as a story,
I like that story.
The first story was great, and then it was just like, well, you guys love Red Hood, so here's a lot of Red Hood. And I was like, Yeah, I've never really cared. Even when Morrison was writing him, I just thought...
Did you see that animated movie?
Yeah, I did.
I like that.
No, it's good, but they're obviously going to make a lot of changes. I mean, who knows if it's even going to be Jason Todd. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see.
Well,
but...
Captain Nazi will definitely be in the movie, though. For sure. Oh, for sure.
But yeah, so, as you can tell, it's November now.
Yay.
We're
throwing out all of our ghosts and spiders, but we're keeping the pumpkins.
Yeah, today's episode might run just a little short.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. But, I mean...
Just a little.
We're trying to cleanse ourselves. We're having a detox of spookiness.
Yes.
We've
a juice diet of sorts.
We've sent the spooks away.
Yes.
Never to return. Well, the spooks will return next October. But right now, this is a spook-free zone. The spook train will be back
next year.
Yes. And maybe the spook train will be more powerful than it ever was, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, Alien.
Yeah.
Some news surrounding Alien.
I love Alien.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah.
The sequel's pretty good. Part 3 leaves a lot to be desired. It could have been better.
I feel that way about Resurrection Part 4 more than 3.
Part 4, it looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah.
That's as much as I can say about that movie. And then everything else that came after, like Alien vs. Predator, Alien vs. Predator 2.
Yeah.
And then this leads us to Prometheus. So, Alien was going to be getting a sequel. Aliens was getting a sequel. Basically, what they were going to do was everything after Part 2 was going to be forgotten.
Okay.
Thrown out of continuity. And Neil Blomkamp,
I think.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp was going to be the one to direct it, and it was going to have Ripley and Corporal Hicks were supposed to be returning.
Yeah.
So, and maybe Newt. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm
okay with her not being there, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mostly okay. Mostly.
Yes.
God
damn it.
But yeah, so it was going to be a continuation and take place a few years later. People were excited. There was concept art. It was going to sort of take things back to where the franchise got off the rails.
It looked like the concept art for these things.
Cool.
They always look cool.
And it would, you know, Michael Biehn was going to be in a major motion picture again.
Yeah.
You know?
He was the guy for like a while. He was going to be like the next guy.
But
I don't know what happened. He was in Tombstone.
Yeah.
He was like, well, everyone was in that movie, so.
But no, his star was rising, and then I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
There's probably a story behind that somewhere. But anyways.
He didn't jerk off
John
Travolta.
So, like a month ago, it was announced that Prometheus Paradise Lost, right? That was the tagline. Prometheus Paradise Lost, the sequel to Prometheus by Ridley Scott.
Which is a movie that you and I both really, really enjoyed. And we had a lot of fun watching.
Oh, man. So good. Such a good movie. Yeah. Not boring at all. It was announced that the title was being changed from Prometheus Paradise Lost to Aliens Paradise Lost.
Okay.
Now, people thought, this is weird. So, there's going to be two Alien movies in production? I guess that's fine. Well, it was announced last night that, no, there will not be two Alien movies in production because Blomkamp's Alien has been put on indefinite hold for Ridley Scott's Prometheus movie. Or, no, I'm sorry, Alien Paradise Lost. So, this chance to sort of resurrect that old franchise or continue off on better footing is now on indefinite hold. Sigourney Weaver's not getting any younger. Michael Biehn's not getting any younger. But
his star's not rising any higher.
But yay, we get more Prometheus type stuff with the architects, or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah. So to my knowledge, Ridley Scott, whatever his name is.
Ridley Scott.
I swear to God, I always thought his name was Ripley Scott for the longest time. He wants to do an Alien prequel, right? Which.
Yeah.
Again, I keep hating this, is that he keeps saying that the Prometheus sequel will not be an Alien prequel. I'm like,
okay,
it is
Alien. Seems like it's happening. It seems like they're distancing themselves from Prometheus now.
As they should.
Because
that movie was horrible.
And again, yeah, he's saying this is going to be a true Alien prequel.
But I don't know if that's necessary. It's one of the, it was one of those things where it's like...
We can go into that, I think, because there's some comments that address that.
Okay.
Okay, so... Mike says, so here's what the internet's thinking about this, and again, this is stuff just happened, so these are fresh.
Yeah.
You know, these are like about 10 hours.
Fresh off the grill.
These are about 10 hours fresh. All right. Yes, fresh off the Barbie.
Yeah.
Mike says, we get a sequel to that garbage Prometheus instead? Thanks a lot. I put that there because that sort of sums up my feelings.
Yeah.
I think it sums up both of our feelings.
I have no beef with him making that movie, provided that the Alien thing also happened.
I
just wouldn't have seen it.
That
That's
movie
the thing.
Is polarizing.
Yeah, because I do know people that
thought
it was great.
We fall in the camp of people who don't like it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who do like it, though. And that's fine. I think it's a terrible movie. A really terrible movie.
Yeah.
I've never been more disappointed walking out of the movie theater.
I don't think I've ever felt more awkward either, because it was... Because I've had it before where I've been with a person watching a movie, yeah, and they didn't like it and I did, or I didn't like it and they did. It was one of those times where
everyone was just like,
and we couldn't leave because we didn't want to, like,
and no one else in the theater seemed to be
digging it. Yeah, it was like,
I mean, there's a few people who were, but yeah, I mean, I hadn't felt that feeling since Land of the Dead. So that was, thank you, Ridley Scott. So anyways, Justin says, no need be movie. So each one of these words is separated by a period. So
I no need be movie.
No, B-E movie. No need be movie.
Okay, so like a caveman or something.
I guess
found a computer.
I saw this comment and I was like, that's interesting enough.
I don't get it.
So Adam says, no shit. This guy has 3 movies under his belt and 2 of them suck. I hate all 3, but at least 2 are universally despised. Short answer as to why, this director sucks. Okay.
What was universally despised? I know Chappie wasn't...
And Elysium.
Well, was that one not...
No one fucking liked that movie.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, that movie's considered a failure. Okay.
I liked it.
I think this needs to be addressed. Okay, so Neil Blomkamp made a really good movie called District 9.
Yeah.
A really good movie.
Which I... must say is also kind of like from the skeleton of another movie that never got off the ground.
Yeah.
Which is weird that it kind of happened.
So really good movie for a small budget, amazing CGI. Yeah. And we thought like, oh man, this is it. This is the new sci-fi director.
Yeah.
He made Elysium. I finally saw Elysium about a few weeks ago. I don't know what happened to him.
Was it the writer? I mean, was
no,
it...
I don't... A part of me thinks maybe he works good with just low budgets.
Hmm.
And because when you're on a low budget, it causes you to almost, you think a bit more about how you're going to execute things. And you also, you're almost like you're fighting the budget. So you're cutting corners, but not only that, you're coming up with creative ways to handle things. You're pushing yourself.
Yeah.
You're really pushing yourself. Elysium's problem, they had many problems. The plot was just very...
The guy from District 9 was the bad guy, yeah, right? That's kind of weird.
Well, it's just... There's many problems with that movie. And... cool concept. Great concept. It just executed very poorly. Yeah.
I do know some people that like Chappie. I haven't seen it.
I haven't heard anyone like Chappie. That, like,
it's one of those few and far in between ones.
It didn't even do well, did it?
I don't think it did. I think it made the budget.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, see,
again, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't judge a movie.
I don't even still want to see Chappie. I mean, the concept sounded interesting, but it was everything else just looked. I don't know. It
didn't grab you.
No, it didn't. And I don't want this to be the case, but I'm hoping that Blomkamp isn't a flash in the pan. I hope it's not just a case of, like, he did one really good movie and then it's like, well, that's it. Which leads to this comment that Michael says, and he may have a point. Blomkamp really was the new M. Night in that his District 9, like Sixth Sense, was luck based on the following films. It could be an M. Night situation, but I mean, again, I did like Signs. A lot of people hate Signs, but I liked Signs. I loved
Unbreakable. I know you didn't like The Village. I liked The Village.
I loved Unbreakable. Yeah. But again, you'll notice a trend with M. Night Shyamalan where his movies were initially... They started to get like...
They were good.
But
then they got polarizing.
No, yeah, they started getting polarizing. People were like, I kind of like it. I like it. I don't like it. And then they just started getting like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like the most recent one with the old people. That's been universally panned. And on top of that, so has The Happening and
Last Airbender.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that's even. And then
that's a weird.
Also,
one.
That Will Smith movie After Earth or whatever. Oh, yeah.
I actually heard I heard that people said the directing was actually all right. They just didn't like Will Smith and Jaden Smith.
I mean, that could be a part of it, but.
But again, it looks bad on his record.
But going back to Blomkamp, I mean. A part of maybe why this also got put on hold indefinitely is because of Chappie's failure.
Yeah.
Because if Chappie didn't make bank.
It's a movie about a robot. I don't know why people expect that to make tons of money.
Because there's something called Terminator and Wall-E. No,
he's not. Wall-E's got the Pixar brand going for it. The Terminator is a thing that could kill people, Aaron. I don't think Chappie's really
You know what? I honestly think, and this is just me personally, I think the title might have, like...
Oh, yeah, I did too.
It's called fucking Chappie.
It sounds like a small British guy in a hat.
Hello there, Chappie.
Yeah, like...
You doing well today, Chappie?
Yeah, I could kind of understand why it didn't excite people.
Yeah, it's called fucking Chappie. I hope that's not the case. I mean, I before he does Alien, then if there's this postponement, maybe he can make one more film like between mm-hmm. that, so he can like say like, see, I am really good.
I can do it.
Yeah, and if it turns out to be bad, then well, maybe he was just a one hit wonder. Okay, so moving on, Lee says. The idea is too original. Okay, Lee.
As much as
I would like to see this movie be made, it's not original. I'm sorry, but it's not. A lot of it is essentially revisiting many of the tropes from Alien and Aliens.
It's literally a sequel.
Yeah, and it has the same characters.
Yeah.
It's not... They didn't cancel this because it's too original, Lee. No, Lee.
Someone had more pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brenton says...
Brenton.
Stupid Fox. So Ridley shows you his old balls and you just swing them like wrecking balls into things we actually want to see. Nice going. Ridley Scott's balls must be magnificent.
That's amazing.
I think the bigger point of this is that this man's thinking of Ridley Scott's balls because he didn't need to add that last part.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you made your point with your analogy.
Your balls, yeah.
But then it's like, his balls must be magnificent. So now I'm imagining it's a studio boardroom, Blomkamp's on one end, Scott's on the other. Ridley just jumps on the table, unzips his pants, and just starts swinging his balls back
and the executives are trying to, like, grab
him. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Oh,
for fuck's sakes. There was so much hype for this. Prometheus 2, really? The first one was pretty terrible. Bad acting, scientists that are incapable, people getting lost even though they have GPS flying robot spheres, a ship that has a multitude of technology but can't track people, Guy Pierce's fucking makeup, black oil like the X-Files. But shit, because it turns people into monkey fucking zombies. Let alone the fact that it had a horrid premise. Plus TPSRAT, the Prometheus School of Running Away from Things. I don't know. The best part was Idris Elba playing a fucking accordion. Why make a sequel to something that will inevitably be an average sci-fi film? Making an Alien sequel would be better received. Son, I am disappointed. This has actually made me think less of Blomkamp.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. I was... That ending makes zero sense.
I understand. I am completely with you, Aaron.
So this guy probably thinks, well, Blomkamp's the one who put it on hold then.
I don't think he understands how movies work like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who has something to say? Okay, moving on. So Alan says, she calls him Biocamp.
Biocamp.
For the Biocamp haters... Old school Biocamp did it practically. All the SPEFX. Not
SFX.
She said SPEFX.
SPEFX.
Yeah. CGI along with directing and writing a screenplay for District 9. The man is a genius. And if you haven't seen his artwork for his Alien, he wants Sigourney Weaver. So many directors would want a younger actress. He shows Xena's morphs, that's how she spells it, barely touching or changed by Geiger Xeno's morphs. Nah, he knows what he is doing, and he is the diehard Alien fan. And I am going to be more that shocked if he doesn't make his Alien fur perfectly with the franchise.
What is this?
I don't know, it's some lady saying Biocamp is pretty good.
Okay. That's my favorite Pauly Shore movie.
The man is a genius.
Okay.
He's going to make his Alien fur perfectly for the franchise.
Oh, wow.
I feel like most things are just horrible typos she made.
Yeah.
So, if you can fix that, edit it, maybe I'll read it again, and we'll actually address it. So, Robin says, or do you have something?
I have one last one for you. All right. I cannot fucking believe we're getting a fucking Prometheus sequel. I want my Alien movie. This is only proving once again
that
Hollywood has officially run out of ideas.
That's not true. That's
and that actually doesn't...
That's not a real comment.
No, that was a real comment.
I refuse to believe this.
And that just doesn't even make sense.
Is that really a comment?
Yes.
That's not a ruse?
That's not a ruse at all.
Why?
I don't understand this weird obsession with Hollywood making, like, new and original things.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. Like...
Whoa! What?
Like, this weird obsession with, like Hollywood making new and original things and, like, hating, like, remakes. You know what I mean?
It's like, that's it sounds like you're against new and original things.
No, I have no problem with remakes, really. I have no problem with,
No, I don't either.
It's like, if the movie is serviceable,
yeah,
let it be.
I'm more upset that that comment appeared here.
Why, do you have one?
No, okay. I just didn't...
Hollywood has officially run out of ideas for, like, the past, like...
So now they've run out of ideas because they're not making a movie.
Or because they are making...
What the fuck?
Because they're making a sequel to a prequel, which is also a prequel, but they're not making a sequel to a sequel. I don't know. Whatever.
So, Robin says, let's be honest. This is an Aliens sequel. It won't have anything to do with Alien, assuming it ever gets made. Hey, Robin. Here's the fun fact for you. Aliens... is a sequel to Alien. So, by default, this movie would be part of a sequel to Alien because Aliens is its sequel. This person probably thinks Alien and Aliens are two different movies.
They're not.
They're not. But there are people who hold that opinion that they are two different movies.
Why?
That they're not linked because they... Your tone's too different. You want an action movie. It's like...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not a sequel.
Yeah. And Robin's one of these people. Or is that... No, that is Robin. Okay, so... This anonymous person says... This is an anonymous person from 4chan.
Okay.
Hope the new Alien movie only has one alien. Alright, you want to be more like Alien?
Yeah, all right, or sure. Alien 3.
I hope it doesn't take place in space. What? I also hope the main character isn't a female or black.
Okay. I see where this is going.
But, well, that's it. But okay. So you hope there's one alien, you want to be like Alien. You hope it doesn't take place in space.
This just sounds like a boring movie.
And you hope that the main character isn't female. Here's the thing about all the Alien movies.
Yeah.
The main character is always female.
And that extends to Prometheus,
too. It does. The black thing, you're just a racist.
Yeah, I don't know what that... That had nothing to do
with. So, does this guy not like the other Alien movies?
Maybe he's finally waiting for a good one.
I want one to be... I mean, Part 3 is done. Is Part 3 on Earth? Is that...
No.
No, it's just a...
It's a prison planet.
It's a colony. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know what the fuck he wants then.
Yeah.
Jeff says...
He wants Evil Dead with an alien running around.
Yeah. Jeff says, maybe contract negotiations for Sigourney Weaver and Arnold Schwarzenegger are going badly.
Yeah,
okay. If Alien 5 isn't an Alien, Terminator, RoboCop, Predator matchup movie, then don't bother making it.
What was the last one he said after RoboCop?
Predator.
And after Predator?
He said Alien, Terminator, RoboCop, Predator mashup movie.
Oh, mashup. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yes, MASH. He said MASH.
Okay, like, that would be awesome, though. I would actually watch that.
Yes, Hawkeye Pierce is going to be fighting aliens. He's going to be making random quips.
Yeah.
And drinking martinis.
There you go.
But yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger's not involved in this movie.
No.
I don't know where you got that information, Jeff.
Well, because they're not going to bother making it unless it's a mashup, so.
I have a feeling RoboCop would do horrible against Predator.
Yeah.
He moves too goddamn. Well, new RoboCop might be okay against him.
But I don't want to see new RoboCop.
I was okay with the remake. It's the last one. Phil would like everyone to know.
Okay.
Nerds. And you know what? He's right.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong.
No, I know, but he's right. It's, no matter what, a movie will be made, and it'll be Ridley Scott.
And,
maybe,
and nerds will go see it. Maybe I think that's the...
he will redeem himself. Maybe.
I don't know. Hopefully, things will be better.
We'll see what happens, but I don't know. So, yeah. So, you have some stuff for me, apparently.
I do have a couple of quick bits regarding... All right, so basically right now, turns out Bad Santa 2, you know, Billy Bob Thornton's coming back. A lot of people were saying, oh, you know, cool,
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, he confirmed it last night, I think.
Yeah, so. Just fucking great, this man says. Billy Bob Thornton returning in I Need a Paycheck Part 2. I fucking hate Billy Bob Thornton and his old ass.
Okay.
He is a man that's looked old for a while now.
Yeah, he's always looked old.
I don't know. What do you think of that?
I'm fine with it.
I hate this whole notion that, like, you can't, like, try and make a paycheck. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
That's like, a growing...
Yeah, how dare they.
I have no real problem with this movie being made, to be honest. I wasn't a big fan of the original.
It was on Comedy Central.
Maybe that's why I didn't...
Always.
Because I didn't... I don't know. It was always on. Yeah, whatever. Go fuck yourself. It's not even worth complaining about. So, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't want to do too many themed ones, but someone posted online this, you know, this 100-year-old pumpkin pie recipe. It's really old and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically it's based off of like some like new media thing where they're trying to go back and make, you know, go back to old cooking, I guess, you know.
They didn't have pumpkin pie the first Thanksgiving.
No, but this is like an old awesome recipe. So, you know, they're listing all the ingredients.
Okay.
So. You people are fucking disgusting. I understand you're all about, you know, old eating and all that, but why would you eat a 100-year-old pumpkin pie?
Oh, fuck. So this guy really... I knew that was going to happen. So this guy really thought it was like an old pumpkin
pie. Like literally 100-year-old pumpkin pie.
See, I was going to joke about, like when you said 100-year-old recipe, I was gonna make that joke. Oh, wow.
No, I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, wow.
So, Brendan Small from
Metalocalypse
fame, yeah.
Yeah.
Recently did an AMA on
Reddit?
Yeah, you know, people asking questions, he answers. I noticed a lot of questions were kind of like, a lot of them were getting answered, but then there were a few that weren't getting answered. They were being answered really weirdly.
Yeah.
So, here's just one of the questions and Brendan's response. So, why are the majority of metal fans white? I mean, do you only seek out white audiences? What? And what would you say to metal fans that aren't white? Just asking. And one last thing. Are you a racist? But in all seriousness, was there a time when you were totally surprised to see fans of the show or band someplace where it was unexpected? Are you generally able to be out and about without drawing a bunch of attention? And thanks for the amazing show. Can't get enough of it. And would love to see more from you in the future, whether it's Metalocalypse or something else. Brendan Small says, ha. Yes, animation affords a nice and quiet lifestyle, which I like a lot. Though it would be nice to nicer table at a restaurant every once in a while. Yeah. Answer like virtually nothing of it. Oh, and here's one more from that.
Okay.
Hey, Brandon, what band or bands do you find yourself constantly listening to? Brendan Small says, Brandon. That's it.
Latinos make up a sizable like portion of metal fans. They actually worldwide, in South America,
yeah,
and Mexico.
South America
and Mexico has a lot of metal fans, a lot. There are a lot of white fans, but there's also a lot of Latino and Hispanic.
I think he's asking how come there are no black fans, which is also not. Entirely accurate.
I mean,
but I there is a noticeable difference.
Yeah, but I mean, he should outright say that then.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to say that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, last one. After wrapping up Halloween, I decided to watch Nightmare on Elm Street today. Yeah, I don't know why he would do that.
Okay.
It was very good. However, nothing in this movie is scary. The 80s was never scary. Stop going back to your murderers and your Sons of Sams and all that, and look back at what the 80s really was. A bunch of women with ugly hair and a bunch of guys with hairy dicks. Next.
Hairy dicks.
Yeah.
I don't think dicks are... I think it's the balls and the shaft.
I don't know why...
I don't think the shaft is actually hairy.
I don't know why he needed to bring that up.
I don't know why I'm saying this, because it's... Yeah. Let's just move on. Okay, that was quick bits. Yeah. So, Halloween did Boris some fruit.
Boris? Oh, I thought you meant Halloween Boris.
No. So, we have a new segment that we're going to be doing a lot, and it's a thing of beauty. So, what we do is we go through pop culture, be it a TV show jingle, a TV show itself, a movie, a toy commercial, video games, food products, anything. There's commercials for them. There's videos about them. And we're going to just see what the people of the internet have to say about them. Sometimes they'll be weird, of course. So, if we were to do one on bananas... probably get a lot of weird shit. Probably the weirdest shit we could ever find.
Oddly enough, it would be very like informal and not sexual in any way, shape, or form.
So today's
these are not as they have a different taste from plantains. Like that's all you'd see.
We don't have a name for this segment yet. If anyone wants to suggest a name, go for it. So today's topic at hand is the board game of sorts, action board game, Crossfire. For those who don't know, Crossfire was a board game, I believe, invented in the 80s, became very popular in the 90s. Essentially what it is you have this like playing field, it's almost like air hockey, really. Mm-hmm. And you have these little tiny shooters that are connected to the board, and they shoot little marbles and at your opponent.
You know what, I think I remember.
Yeah, and so you will inevitably get caught up in the crossfire.
Yes.
And you're trying to shoot these... they're like these star-shaped things that roll around on the board, and you're trying to shoot them into your opponent's thing or whatever. So it's a...
It sounds like a mess to clean up.
Oh, no, it is. It is. Okay. So it's a game that's near and dear to many hearts of kids from the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. So what do they have to say about this? So Raharl says... I still yell this at the top of my lungs when I orgasm. Then my wife goes into quantum spin and vanishes into another dimension.
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate Warrior's not around anymore.
Crossfire!
But he lives on in the hearts of everyone.
And I believe Stan Bush sang the theme song.
Oh my god,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
of Transformers fame.
Yes. I believe it was... Stan Bush. So this one is by Gentle Bread Cat Esquire.
Okay.
The only way this could be more 90s is if Bill Clinton was fighting Sonic the Hedgehog in the background while being serviced by a White House intern wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles costume.
I mean, yeah. I think I need to see the commercial, but I think I get what this guy's saying. Very early 90s schlocky look to it. That's great.
The Milkman says, this is exactly how we need to deal with ISIS. Okay.
Just have them
play Crossfire? No. Here's what I need to also explain. The commercial for Crossfire, have you ever seen it?
No.
It's two kids... and they're in like a post-apocalyptic world, and a voiceover, which is I think,
is it Peter? Is
Fontaine?
In a world that guy, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And he says this is the future or something like that. And it's a post-apocalyptic world, and children are cheering on these two kids. One's in like a cyberpunk outfit, and they're playing Crossfire. And when the one beats the other kid, he gets sucked into a black hole and vanishes.
You know what? I'm with this guy.
And there's flames going off everywhere.
So it looks like a freaking like a Nickelodeon, like kind of like a thing.
While Stan Bush's Crossfire is playing,
all right,
you get caught up.
It looks like a WCW stage.
Yeah. So this is exactly how we need to deal with ISIS.
Send them into a black hole.
Send them into.
There's a lot of things you could solve by sending them a black hole.
Let's. So here's a long one. Shishio TV says, okay. Flash forward. It's sometime in the future's future. The then child who won the Crossfire Wars is now an adult, and he lays awake at night. He now suffers from extreme Crossfire PTSD. He can't stop thinking about all the helpless children he sent to their spinning oblivion. He's months behind on rent, and he's desperately seeking a job. Nobody hires him because his only skill is being extremely good at a board game from the 90s. Empty beer bottles now clutter his apartment. His wife and kids tried to help him, tried to warn him about his addictions. Don't get caught up in it, they said. Now he's shooting more than just Crossfire balls.
He was shooting out
To which Jeremy responds, all those kids he spent spinning to their deaths, they're waiting for him.
That's amazing.
I love the lore people are adding to this.
Oh, I know. I love that people go this far into... That's one of my favorite things about the internet is when you get the creative guys who just love spinning yarns out of nothing, essentially.
Alberto says, I downloaded this commercial as my ringtone. Now to wait for a call in class. I love that.
That is embarrassing.
He downloaded the song just because he wants people in his class to hear it. Like, it's going to happen.
I know people who've done that before, but it's with even worse shit where it's
I hate when that happens. In high school, you might have been in the class with me in German class.
Oh, yeah.
My ringtone went off and it was Crazy Train.
I remember
and
that.
And I covered my leg. I pressed my hand against my leg, so it was muffled. And our teacher, Frau Rovell, was looking around. What is this? What is that sound? Whose handy is that? Because it starts off with all aboard being yelled.
Yeah.
And like, oh, God. Yeah, so.
And that was back when, not to go on a tangent here, back when you would get in trouble for even bringing a cell phone to school. You could only have them outside of your backpack at the end of the day. Anyways,
Alberto, don't be one of those guys who plays your phone,
or else it'll be tough cookies for you.
So Lushima says, every time a thunderstorm starts, I get jealous because someone clearly is starting up a game of Crossfire. Yeah,
that's all that happens. It's just a bunch of Crossfire going on.
Patty Phil 86 says, I always wanted this game as a child, but we could never afford it. Now that I'm 30, I was finally able to own it. America is the land of opportunity, and dreams really do come true.
You know what? He is right. You make your money, you can
buy Crossfire. It's in the Constitution, actually.
Yeah.
It says that all men are allowed Crossfire.
Unless you are black or a woman. Yes. You are not allowed Crossfire.
So, Binky McFat Nugget says, after all these years, this is my favorite song to sing while I masturbate.
What is up with these people, man?
They like to, I don't know. I guess Crossfire brings that out. So, Prima Donna Princess says, am I the only one who was brought here because of Alley Cat? To which Water Pay says, oh, fucking stick that phrase up your ass and die. Everyone hates autistic fucktards who spout, X brought me here, upvotes Plocks. Even the people who do it themselves. It's literally the most disgusting and stupid thing anyone could write on the internet. And then they got into a long argument, but
that's just.
I mean, you go on YouTube videos, you will always see like this brought me here.
Yeah, or
and it's whatever. But yeah, this guy was fed up. He also said a lot of homophobic things later, which he tried to defend, saying like, no one cares if you say those things.
I have gay friends. It's always that too, right? Yeah, that's just amazing.
So Water Pay, shut up.
That was the straw for him.
So the Mondo show says, I lost my brother to this game.
He killed him. He didn't know what Crossfire could do.
Glass Bob says, did anyone notice Retro Junk at the lower right corner? What is that?
Oh, man.
Okay, so in the time before YouTube...
This takes me back.
There was a site called Retro Junk. It still exists, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of YouTube links in there now, though. But Retro Junk was this site that cataloged everything from people's childhoods from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and
early 90s.
Some of the 90s.
Yeah.
They hosted a lot of their own videos of commercials they got from everywhere. So if you ever go on YouTube and you'll notice random products or commercials, and you see Retro Junk in the corner, it's a rip from that website.
Yeah, I think that's where because I remember watching like old 80s.
Yeah.
I never watched 80s cartoons, so I'd watch like old Transformers.
Yeah, a lot of people our age learned about the 80s from Retro Junk because it is crazy popular.
Yeah,
the site still looks the same. They haven't updated it.
It still looks like shit.
It's still done in table style.
Oh, wow. It really is Retro Junk.
Made with Dreamweaver.
wow.
Yeah, it looks the same, but yeah, there's YouTube videos now on it, though. But yeah, Retro Junk, Glass Bob, that was a site. And yeah, good memories on that site.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bryce says, why the fuck does this have over 1 million hits? It does. This video has over 1 million hits.
That's really weird whenever I see that. It's like, oh, look, here's a commercial. Here's Psy's new busy video.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I get it.
No, but across for the board game Crossfire.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. That's the
thing.
It's
because you get caught up in it, and you don't want to get caught up in the Crossfire.
You're referencing it, and I don't know what you're talking about.
That's from the song. So, the final one. Roger says this. this is so funny. This is weird. My father would beat me and my brother all the time. My mother would just laugh.
I don't know if I want to laugh at that.
I mean,
he's obviously not talking about getting physically.
Or is he?
I don't know.
I love that he kept it vague enough where you're like, did you get beaten by your dad while your mother laughed?
Yeah.
But it's like, two kids playing with, and it's their dad's there, and the mom's going, oh.
That's probably what it is.
Or he actually got beaten the fuck, him and his brother got beat up by their dad while their mom laughed.
That could also happen.
Over a game of Crossfire, perhaps.
Yes.
So yeah, Crossfire was a game that entertained a lot of kids. But clearly,
this seems like an unsafe game. Like someone could get hurt.
Probably. I mean, that's how toys used to be back in the day. Now they're pretty safe.
Yeah.
Because we care about children now. But yeah. As you can see, people do care about this. So that brings us back to the beginning. This song is about Fox Mulder.
Okay. Damn, I can't fucking figure it out.
No?
What is it?
This is Megadeth with Hangar 18.
Damn it! That actually makes sense!